Shri Sai Ram. Dear listeners, a very good morning and a warm welcome to today's Thursday Live. I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai, hosting the segment Service Love in Action, in which we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Well, today I am accompanied by Brother Ganesh, who will be helping me in playing the file from the audio console. And also right now in our studio, I have got a special guest here. He is Mr. Venkatesh from NCR Delhi. He is the Sevadal coordinator of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for NCR region, New Delhi. Well, at the very outset, let us all collectively offer our most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our the voice and listener of Radio Sai, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. The time right now in our studio is 11:25, and it's a cool and pleasant morning here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. In fact, from the past couple of days, it has been drizzling most of the time here. Well, today is 15th of August, and it's a special day for all Indians, as 67 years back on the same day, India got her independence from the British rule. So, on behalf of Radio Sai, I wish all the Indian listeners of Radio Sai in India and around the world a very happy Independence Day. In fact, dear listeners, I started this segment by playing for you an instrumental piece of India's national anthem, Jana Gana Mana. This was specially composed by Radio Sai team as an offering to Bhagwan Baba on the occasion of India's 67th Independence Day. Well, what does the word independence actually mean? In a divine discourse delivered by Bhagwan on 15th August in the year 1985, Bhagwan had said this, and I quote from the discourse. Bhagwan says, and I quote, "Independence means we are not dependent on anyone any longer. We are dependent on ourselves alone. The Indian word for independence is Swatantra. Swa means our, and the word Tantra means Atma. So Swatantra means independence from everything except the Atma. One should always follow only one's heart, that is our only guru and God. There should be no dependence on the others. This is the stage of Swarajya, becoming the sole monarch of oneself. The word Swarajya, commonly used for an independent state, connotes only absence of worldly dependence. Independence can be enjoyed by man only if he gets rid of bondage to the senses which drag him into tantalizing ventures. The attainment of yoga, involving self-control, expansion of love, and cleansing the consciousness, is the true goal. Only when this happens can God's glory be reflected in the heart of every individual. Unquote. So, this excerpt was taken from the Divine Discourse delivered by Bhagwan on 15th of August in the year 1985. So, dear listeners, this is the segment Service Love in Action, and I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. And as I said in the beginning, I have with me right now in the studio Mr. Venkatesh, who is the Sevadal coordinator for the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization for the NCR region, New Delhi. So, Sairam sir, and welcome to Radio Sai Studio.
Om Sairam, humble pranams to the holiest feet of Bhagwan.
So, at the very outset, I wish you a very happy Independence Day.
Many thanks, and certainly, as you nightly said little back, independence is Swatantra. It's yes. Basically Swatantra from self and Swatantra to merge with Bhagwan. And I'm very fortunate to be here, and I thank the entire group of Sai souls who are behind this to give me this divine opportunity to be here.
Okay, so today I want you to, as I told you earlier, speak about the various service activities that Bhagwan's devotees are involved in NCR region, Delhi. So let's start, sir. You came here for Prashanti Seva, right?
That's right. In fact, every year, the first half of August or the first week of August or the second week of August, incidentally coinciding with the Independence Day, The capital of this country comes and offers its service at Bhagwan's holiest feet. In fact, Delhi, Bhagwan has always mentioned, is the stomach of body. Yes. So if the stomach is right, everything is right. And we are immensely blessed by the physical presence of Bhagwan. It is regarded as one of the unique, people call it as unbelievable 9 nights, 9 days, 9 noons and 9 mornings of presence in Delhi during April 2010. And the kind of flow of ocean of Bhagwan's love has taken manifold propositions into seva activities by his own grace and guidance over years. And we are still overcoming that 9 days of Bhagwan's presence, which was uniquely blessed to Delhi, yes. Being a Sai Jagan Mata.
This was from which date to which date?
This was from 9th of April 2010 till 18th of April 2010. Mm-hmm. In between, Bhagwan paid a day's visit to, 2 days of visit to Simla. But those days are, many people say that is one of the important physical visit out of Prashanti before Bhagwan merged in each and every one of us. We feel that we are extremely privileged by the ocean-like love of Bhagwan in giving Delhi Sai souls, Delhi NCR Sai souls, a bound full of divine mother experience.
So now let's start with the very beginning, sir. You being the Sevadal coordinator for Delhi of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization. So when did you first come to Swami's fold, and what inspired you to join the Sai organization?
Well, I was hailing from the south of India. I moved to prosper my career to the north of India in the year 1990. And the language barrier, being not knowing Hindi, in a way came in my way of knowing Bhagwan, because I kept praying a lot to my own known deities of Lord Krishna or Murugan or Shiva. Okay. And that was the time I had a chance to get Bhagwan's photo through one of my friend's sister. And that was a birthday address of Bhagwan, which is still dawning the altar of my house.
So that time you were not a devotee of Bhagwan?
Certainly not. No. In fact, I've been hearing, I used to hear in Tamil Nadu a lot of Bhagwan's leelas and stories, but never had the privilege of getting drafted at that point of time. Probably Bhagwan fixed my date when he moved me to south to north. Okay. to come to know about him first. And then I had a chance to have a look at couple of video clippings of Bhagwan, where he manifests and where he conducts sports day and where he does the social services. That was the time the water project was also on the offing. The Kalyana Mandapam at Hyderabad was on the offing. And followed by the super speciality hospital. All this interested me a lot. So The grace of Bhagawan, so much happened that in the year 1999, Bhagawan made us visit to Delhi after 17 years to come and inaugurate the Satya Sai International Center at Lodhi Road. And that was the first time I had the darshan of Bhagawan. My first darshan of Bhagawan itself prompted me that I should first go to Puttaparthi. And the same year I was here, because there was a youth conference which was held at Prashantinilayam, and I had the fortune of coming here. And that was the time I had the one-to-one interaction with Bhagawan during the darshan lines, where Bhagawan tilted his finger to tell me that you be part of this. And that is the start of my, divine, unbelievable or undescribable experience with connection with Bhagawan.
So you went back fully charged. And then what are the activities you took up?
Yes, in fact, I must tell you that, in that meet, all of us took one vow that we will give up on bad habit. In fact, being a South Indian addicted to taking coffee, I offered that I will not take coffee at Swami's feet. You know, and that is the kind of inspiration which that 3 or 4 days at Prashantinilayam had on me. And from then on continued, I went back. I used to hear from people that they are going for seva at the time from a couple of my friends. But I never realized what that seva is all about. It so happened once one of my friends came and offered me Swami's Paduka when he returned back from Prashanti and told his experience. He happened to be a colleague also. Then, unknowingly, a desire arose in my mind that I should also go there. Let me also go and have participate in that seva. So in the 1999, the grace of Bhagawan gave me the chance to come and serve at Puttaparthi.
So that time you came for Prashanti Seva?
That's right. In fact, Bhagawan brought me for a Prashanti Seva as a Sevadal in the Mandir. And that gave me a dual advantage of not only giving a Seva but also having a darshan of Bhagawan. And like any new devotee, I'm also curious to understand how Bhagawan does all those miracles or magic, manifestations, etc. But as the days progressed, I started feeling that this is not what we are looking at. This is, the Bhagawan is here to give much larger than what we are actually looking at or expecting it out of him. And there started the Seva quest, and first 2 years I was in the Mandir, then later I was posted to the North Indian, North Block, where foreigners come and stay, and I had the privilege of hearing from most of them with what kind of love they run towards Prashantinilayam and wait for the accommodation to be allotted, and forgetting their jet lag of 18 hours or 17 hours of flight timing, they just take a bath and go rush to the Kulwant Hall to have a darshan of Swami. All this impacted me significantly. And I started feeling, being an youngster, working in a corporate, habituated to waking up late and going to bed early, I had the uniqueness of seeing a different kind of a world lying within me, which I started testing, and there started the quest of going to service activities in Delhi. And my first start was going to a Nagar Sangeetan, where I challenged myself to wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go and attend a Nagar Sangeetan. And in that Nagar Sangeetan, when you are going around the roads and singing, the kind of experience and the vibration one felt within, the kind of undescribable peace, that shanti, that prompted me that I must get into seva activities. From then on, it carried, we started involving in Narayan Seva, in hospital sevas. And there, the activity started multifolding into going to the nooks and corners of Delhi to find how we can help. In fact, one significant experience which impacted me heavily is one of the uncle who was staying very close to me. He used to buy blankets. Delhi, you know, used to have a severe winter. So he used to have a blankets in his car and go in the night around 10:30, 11. He used to take me with him. Go around the streets, see who's sleeping without a blanket, wake him up and talk to him for 1 or 2 minutes to know what kind of person he is. And then if he's really one who's needing a blanket or someone who's not likely to lose that for any commercial purpose, offer the blanket to him with the Om Sai Ram and chant a Gayatri before him. All this significantly impacted me. So I started feeling that here is a way to serve people, you know. And also the other unique impact was after doing those kind of sevas, the person does not even come back and talk about it. He used to keep it for himself. So by his contact, he inspired me. And that inspiration gave me a quest within me that I should keep doing the seva. I should keep be part of seva. And as it progressed, I started realizing seva is not only doing a kind of certain service activity, but conducting oneself, whether it is in the office or whether it is in the home or whether it is in the friend circle, become a role model. That's actually what seva gives in the form of a transformation to you.
So which year you became the state president of
state
Sai
Organizer? It was my dearest state president brother, Jitinder Chimaji, who in the year 2010, one fine morning, called me and said that, Venkatesh, I want you to be part of this whole mission of spreading seva activities in Delhi. And honestly, at the point of time, I was mentally prepared to move out of Delhi and settle in Dubai.
Okay.
I had already made my plans to move out of Delhi, and it was just a month away from my physical movement. But this gave a twist to my whole thing. And I thought through it, I left it to Bhagwan, and about a week later, I had a dream from Bhagwan stating me that this is destined for you, accept it.
Okay.
So I kept silent, and on the, I still remember on the Guru Nanak Dev birthday, that was the day when that holy responsibility was brought to me to become the Sevadal of Sevadals and carry on with the true spirit of Seva, which is selfless, loving and sacrifice.
So being the state coordinator of Sevadals, now please give geographically the description of NCR region.
Certainly. Delhi being the capital of this 1.2 billion population country has been designated with 10 districts. In a way, Delhi has a heavy amount of intellectual capital which can be leveraged to serve the people in a better way. So Delhi is also supported with the Delhi NCR National Capital Region, like Gurgaon, Ghaziabad, Noida, Faridabad, other than Delhi. So Delhi has, Delhi itself was split into six districts along with these four adjoining NCRs. So on the whole, Delhi NCR is, in Sai organization parlance, has 10 districts, which is east, west, southeast, southwest, central, north, Faridabad, Ghaziabad, Noida and Gurgaon. So with the 35 lakhs population of Delhi, and with being a hyperactivity in terms of any amount of any kind of you know, right from the grassroots man to the highest bureaucrat and the first citizen of this country, there is a wide range of people available there to contribute in different way. Probably that is one of the thinking which came to designing this Delhi NCR with the 10 districts. And to top it, the moment Bahon's grace, this responsibility was given to by my dearest brother, Jachinder Chimaji, Bahon's visit to Delhi was on the offing, which is after 11 years. From 1999 to 2010, Bahon's visit was in the offing. And that was a blissful moment for us, because we have a very highly committed young brigade of people who are running, who are given the responsibility of spreading the service activities. And all of us were quite new at that point of time to visualize a physical visit of the divine in the place. And those 2 months were a truly, every moment, every second was a true learning on every side. No business schools or no biggest institutes can teach that kind of online experience. Which
these 2 months prior to Swami's visit.
That is precisely right.
Preparation.
Preparation.
Yeah.
Started from February itself, and everyone is charged up. Everyone is expecting, you know, something, biggest thing is going to happen to us. And as it happened, as it unfolded on the 9th of April, it is nothing but the grace of Bhagwan. It is nothing but the love of Bhagwan, which made each and everything happen from time to time to time. So the 9th of April, when we received the physical form of Bhagwan over there, we are speechless. We just can do nothing but shed a tear of joy at the feet of Bhagwan.
Then from Delhi, Bhagwan had also moved to Shimla at that time.
Correct. Bhagwan went for a day to Shimla, or rather 2 days. I must tell you here, my brother, Delhi that year experienced one of the worst summer. I mean, the temperatures were 47 to 48 degrees, and the kind of time where Bhagwan visited coincided with many many local festivals like Baisakhi, like Tamil New Year Day, like Ugadi. You know, there is... and also that is a period of you know, significant government activity in terms of budget exercises, etc., etc. And believe me, the enrollment itself crossed 4,000 volunteers in our books, and most of them. I mean, it is not right to call it as a Delhi visit. It is a North India visit, as it was positioned. Our loving brothers from Haryana, Rajasthan, Himachal, Jammu and Kashmir. Everybody was there shoulder to shoulder, and you know, each of us are Punjab, most importantly, each of us are totally charged up in taking a, nobody measured whether this act of me is going to be small or big. Everybody treated the act which is given to him as Divine Prasadam and started going about it. And Delhi, as you know, is a very, very traffically charged up place. And finding a ground or finding a place for public darshan has been hectically difficult due to various security considerations and various governmental regulations. But none of the places we faced any issue. Everywhere we are, it used to happen as if something is happening. Something is waiting to happen. So the person whomever we approach is waiting to do something for us. So there happened that significant 9 days of Bhagwan's visit. And if I may say, nobody can ever... when we walk into the Sai Center, in the International Sai Center, incidentally, that is the only International Sai Center which Bhagwan named us in the whole universe. We just could not believe this is the place my dearest Lord was there, along with us, eating like us, talking like us, speaking like us, offering sparshan, sambarshan, darshan, atma nivedan. Each of us, everybody who came and had a darshan of Bhagwan had something or the other to narrate about it. And so much so, it also gave a very good flip for our service activities. We are able to unfold something unique and new. If I may articulate a couple of things, the service activity started taking certain concrete shapes. While we are traditionally doing a Balvikas, Bhajan, Narayan Seva, Vastra Seva, etc., it started taking some concrete roots. So the SSVIP, if I may put it, Satya Sai Village Integrated Project, that has started taking very good shape. Over 45 villages are getting covered. And within those villages, there are specific specialized schemes were devised. If I may name, there is something called Sai Ahar. The Sai Ahar project was envisaged with the three legs. One is to give a pure drinking water, which is Sai Ganga. The other one is to eradicate malnutrition. The children, India has one of the worst or the baddest malnutrition children, undernutrition children. It is because of the lack of knowledge. In fact, there are records, people have gone on record to say that is a national shame. And quite significantly, we realized that Bhagwan has given a recipe way back in 40 years back, which is called Sai Protein. So that ingredient, which is at an affordable cost of 50 rupees a kg, which can serve and which can augment the immunity level of the children, lactizing mothers, diabetic patients, pretty significantly in a month's time with a little intake. And there is a clear roadmap designed to adopt 25 families at each district, minimum of 25 families, where the Sai protein is being given to them. And that is the stage one. The stage two is to make that production of Sai protein happening through an entrepreneurial model, where the village women are interested with a task of giving the ingredients, making it, powdering it, and giving it back. So their involvement is taken to the extent of producing what they are actually taking. And there is also a novel way of making it available in a very most hygienic condition, because villages have their own bad and dirty environment. So to make sure that this product is not contaminated, a nice jar and a kind of a recipe how to prepare it and how to use it has been designed. And that was being allocated into various places. And there is one place where there are districts which could not really produce within. There is a small center created in the west of Delhi, where the production is undertaking with the presence and the participation of villagers and our own sisters. That is the second leg of the Sai Ahar program. The third one is basically a Sai Disha, educating youth to become, giving the capability to the youth to become self-reliant.
Okay.
It's like enrolling them for driving skills. So in a 15 days time, there is a driver available, enrolling them for vocabulary, English speaking skills. And for the ladies, it is you can say tailoring classes or beautician courses, and all this paper toys making. So this has started a good amount of buy-in in the SSVIP villages, where the population started feeling that here is a people, a paramedical course, and today the nurses and ward boys are pretty much short in numbers.
Yes.
So imparting them paramedical training. So those kind of things started taking shape. And at a certain point of time, a vision has been taken that to reach 100,000, 1 lakh children, 100,000 children, undernourished children, to provide the Sai protein as an ingredient to them. And keep their health movement, track of that health movement. There is a health card design.
Okay.
Where their height, their weight, their immunity level and their concentration, their eye power is being mapped to see the progress and show to their own parents, see, this is the kind of a change which is coming up visibly. And this is one side of the project called Sayahar. The other beautiful, unique thing which evolved is a rickshaw project program, where, you know, this is totally Swami driven, because Delhi NCR is also an area where you find security issues are plenty for women and even elders. So our brothers from Ghaziabad designed a very novel program of, you know, the rickshaw program. Normally, the rickshaw pullers take loan from private lenders who charge them significant rates, and they end up not paying this back. So a survey has been conducted to identify the truly genuine five people to start with, and those five people were given rickshaws with the initial capital investment shared by a few people within the Ghaziabad organization, with the condition that the rickshaw will carry a clear message of Bhagwan along with 2-3 contact numbers of the local district volunteers or the office bearers, the coordinators. And those rickshaws were given to that needy people after checking their whole credentials. And they are told that every day when they earn, whatever they earn, they will come and deposit a certain portion to the maximum of 50% to the local vendor, to the local office bearer, who will keep accumulating it. And in about 6 or 7 months' time, they end up paying back the whole sum, and the rickshaw totally becomes theirs.
Okay.
And this is an interest-free or principal amount, and they get into a habit of basically feeling it as a treasure of what that rickshaw is, and also having a contact number in the rickshaws. It's for both the purposes, either to, if there is anything which is happening on the wrong side, there are people to reach out, and people who call up sometimes, listen, I've seen your rickshaw with this number, I have an urgency, can you send him across to us? And this started with 5, and today 43 rickshaws are running. 43 rickshaws are running, and I am thankfully placing at the feet of Bhagwan. 9 of those Sai souls who are running those rickshaws are today serving at Bhagwan's feet during the Prashanti Seva.
Okay, this time they have come here.
They have come here, and they are the first timers here. The other significant aspect of Bhagwan's grace is, in the last 4 years of Prashanti Seva, 60% of the Sevadal strength is first timers. They are coming from Satya Sai Village Integrated Program volunteers. And my dearest brother Jatinder Chimaji always tells us, you know, hold the hands with joy. Give them the joy by holding their hands. And that is the motto which we try to hold on and communicate across to the people. There are one or two live examples of people having benefited, having coming to Prashanti or having participated in SSVAP villages.
Yeah, please narrate a few.
Well, I do remember many cases, but on top of my mind it comes that there is a good a lady from the district of Noida who was married and who had a problem in her married life, and she did not have the sufficient income. The kind of beautician course which she underwent gave her a skill by which she became eligible to earn 14 to 15,000 rupees a month.
This beautician course was given by
Satya Sai
volunteers.
Village Integrated by the local district.
Okay.
And they trained her, and she got trained in 2 months of time, and she then got enrolled in a beauty parlor, and there she became standing on their own leg, and her own impression in her family changed. The people who, their in-laws started looking at her as somebody, you know, who has changed their life.
Yes, correct.
And today she is living on a self-esteem and a self, belief with a good amount of credibility within their family, social circles. And she is taking part in the sevas. The other one is a very good example is one patient who was a vegetable vendor, and who had 3 daughters, but he felt that he could not sustain, he had a cancer problem, his heart valves have to be changed, and we had approached All India Institute of Medical Sciences through a couple of our doctor team, and they had aggressively pursued by the grace of Bhagwan to ensure with the follow-up with government grant and with few supports that this gentleman was operated, and he is the one who thought that he will be no more in a very in a few months is today living happily with his daughters and running his operation with full of thankfulness to Bhagwan and his grace. And having said that, you know, all these are little drops in the ocean.
Yes.
And the own significant internal transformation it brings in. I mean, I as an individual, being having seen this face-to-face and experiencing day in and day out, the kind of input, the kind of impetus it gives is how one can be, while being humble and simple, can think big.
Yes.
And make it happen in a different, different way, which impacts the life of the people. And if I may put it, there is a very good college program happening, Life is a Game Played, where we reach out to some 20-30 colleges all across India, all across Delhi, Delhi NCR. The motto of the program is very simple. What we are telling them is, today in a stress-oriented environment, you are basically telling them, you know, there are a lot of institutes unleashing a lot of courses of personality development or character development or career consciousness. But here is a Satyasai curriculum, which has a team of four or five volunteers who have developed a program of called Life is a Game, Play It, where they practically go to the colleges and tell them, and give them an online-based program. Other than an online-based program, they give them live examples of how, by practicing certain values, without compromising the values, life has changed. And when a youngster stands before a budding youngster, the message gets caught very well. And we also capture those experiences in a quarterly edition called Love in Action, which we pull out on specific occasions like Bhagwan's birthday, Guru Purnima, and where all these experiences are getting captured, where they come open and share how this kind of programs have changed their
So from approach. When this program has started?
This program has been on for last 2 years, and it has got various modules, and people are encouraged. In fact, the difficulty in all this program is when you reach a principal to get their assent. But fortunately, by the grace of Bhagawan and the commitment of all the team involved in it, wherever we have approached these principles, we never found any resistance to it. Because they have a fair amount of idea of what Satyasai organization or what its intent is all about.
Yes.
We don't need a publicity, but we need to reach out and we have to be effective.
So what is the impact of this program? What you're seeing?
Well, this impact, the impact of program, if I put it in numbers, there are thousands of people who are, about more than 2,000 students who are doing online on their own without anybody telling them. And a couple of them are regular visitors. Hundreds of them are regular visitors to Sai Center off and on. Few of them have even come for the Seva, Prashanti Seva here. You know, the biggest biggest learning personally for me in this kind of program is everybody, like Bhagawan says, everybody is a human, a divine form. Every heart has a beautiful divine nature to help and serve others. And Bhagawan has given us various modulations, various modules. If it is a child, there is a Bal Vikas. If it is youth, there is a program like this, Sayahar. There is a program like this, Life is a Game, Play It. And there is one more program called My Experience with Truth, in which a topic, a kind of a value or a virtue is given for 1 month for anybody to practice. And they come back and share, while practicing that virtues, what kind of roadblocks they encountered, what kind of successes they gained. It is on a public platform. It is nicely designed to communicate one's own self-experiences as a corporate guy or a lawyer or a doctor or a normal government servant. So these kind of things make people to get part. So there is something available for youth, for elder people, study circles, for bhajan. It is basically those who are, who feel that, who cannot physically contribute more can come and hear bhajans and get solace. And the Amrita Kalasam, where you give the dry provisions to the families which cannot work and earn their livelihood. And the other important thing is, the organization in Delhi has also associated in getting the medical help, like Venu Eye Foundation and Sitaram Bhartiya Institute. They are associated in supporting Satyasai Seva organization, Virtues of Service, by free eye operations. Dental care, and more than 5,000 to 6,000 eye operations are carried out. And I must here tell you a very specific experience which touched my heart. I met an old lady of 65 years. She had a cataract problem. My brother, believe me, she was living in the delusion that she is not aware her cataract problem is a matter of a day to get solved. 30 years she is living thinking that she is blind. And at the 65th year, with a lens fitted in her eyes, when she is seeing the whole world, incidentally, she stays close to a Shirdi Mandir in Najafgarh. She is shouting with unlimited joy. Listen, I am able to see the world. I am able to see the world. And when I am saying this, I am going through shocks of divine, of Bhagawan's grace. That is the extent of reach and the kind of seva which Bhagawan has given us a platform. And we truly believe the other most important turning point is the mobile medical van, which got launched on 9th of September.
Last year, which
is 2012. And believe me, we are close to completing 1 year. Every day, 12 to 13 days in a month, this mobile medical van goes to different parts of Delhi, where free medicines, free testing happens, and follow-up treatment happens. And this has become a very good vehicle of making it available at the doorstep of the needy. And that is an immense blessing of Bhagwan. And today, so much so, on the completion of the first year, you know, we are looking at, this organization is looking at placing another 3 such vans. The idea is basically to maybe, Swami willing, one fine morning, we have one van in each district. Maybe a couple of them will be a specialized van, maybe like an eye testing van, a dental testing van, you know, dental facilities.
Yes.
So that is the dimensions which it is attaining.
So what are the specialties the van has got right now?
The van has, you know, any kind of a pathological test. They can draw the samples. Of course, the test is done at the back end lab. The van can provide you on the spot, you know, BP or X-ray or sort of a facilities, or it has a stretcher also, which the person can be tested. And subsequently, he has to be referred to any referral hospitals where we, the doctors who go there, keep a follow-up referrals. And there is a dispensary and operating out of the Satya Sai Center in the Lodhi Road, which operates as a back office, and which subsequently takes over those cases. And then, you know, try to channelize in getting the treatments available to them in the best form and at the easiest way. And as I mentioned to you, Delhi has very good high-class hospitals. And the stage 2 is to make sure that we are going to tie up with those kind of hospitals so that each of those hospitals provide a kind of a service to the needy. I was very fortunate to have the medical director on the stage when this medical van was inaugurated, and he went on record to say, listen, we have ambitions, but we can't execute it. We want executors like you who can execute it very well. In fact, it was a time when we launched the Sai Protein program. A bureaucrat at the principal secretary of healthcare, primary healthcare, came on board to say that, can you associate with us? We are not able to reach the program across the length and the breadth. Can you in any way support our initiatives through the Anganwadis and other sort of a period, other sort of a channels? So those kind of supports and those kind of encouragements Bhagwan sends on the way. And the other one is the Sai Ganga. There is close to 25 water filters operating in Delhi all across. It's in a public school, it's in an MCD school, it's in a private temples, it's in, you know, there is a team of 3 or 4 people who go and do a study of the TDS level of the water and decide what kind of water project, what kind of a water purification facility the place needs. And they demonstrate, they work out a back-end plan and make sure they get installed within a fixed period of 3 to 7 days. My very recent experience is a madrasa school before the start of the Ramzan holy fasting, where 100 children are studying. They had a very polluted water coming into their places. And our team, they were approached there in Lajpat Nagar area of Delhi NCR, and they are approached, they approached our local samiti convener who volunteered, and we had done a test done and got the water filter installed there. And 100 children are having a purified water. So those are the kind of experiences which we go through. And there is one more place where the hand pump has gone failed. And the Jugis approached the local samiti. This is at east of Kailash side. Can you help us out? So not only the hand pump was put in place, but also a kind of a overhead water installation with an RO was installed. So the whole 1500 population around are extremely thankful, or rather we are thankful to them for having given that opportunity. And life goes on. They are part and parcel of any activity which we do there, and provide their physical and moral support at any point of time.
In fact, the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization is a very good platform that Bhagwan has blessed us with for getting us involved in various service activities. The goodness and the attitude to serve is there in everyone, but the platform that Bhagwan has placed is very nice. So many activities are happening in Delhi. Now what about the newcomers, sir, the newcomer devotees who have come to Prashanti Seva? Like you told about the rickshaw drivers, the 9 new rickshaw drivers who have come here. So what is their feeling when they came?
In fact, my dearest brother, by seeing them, I feel like I'm having darshan of Swami. You know, the kind of commitment, the kind of love. In fact, one of them, the day before yesterday, I was on my afternoon rounds, and one of the nine of them were sitting together. They bought one small book of, you know, Bhagavan's sayings in Hindi. And they were going through it. One is reading, another one is explaining that.
Okay.
Because, trust me, all of them are not fully educated.
They're discussing.
But their jnana is so strong. They are interpreting in their own way. You know, it's like when Bhagavan Krishna took a Vishwarup in Duryodhana's court. Everybody had a darshan of Bhishma, Drona, Arjuna. The entire Pandavas had a darshan of Krishna as a Vishwarupa. Whereas people like Duryodhana and Duchadana and Karna could not see it. They saw it as a light. So here is a case where I found them on their own going and buy a small book, honestly, which they can't afford. I know it personally. And reading the line and interpreting between them, deriving their own meaning. That was truly touching for me day before yesterday. And the activity or the seva activity which they have taken up, they are doing it with the fullest love. And they are saying that next year, in fact, they feel that when they go back, they want to get their families here. And we have offered them, please bring your families, because this is your own place. This place is, Bhagavan has brought you. In fact, the other day when I was chatting with them, I was telling with them, like it happened in Ramayana, when Agalika was given the pavajan by the touch of Rama's feet. She waited as a stone for years. Likewise, in our life, coming into Puttaparthi or coming into Prashanti or taking part of any seva activity is nothing but such a kind of a turning point of transformation. That transformation happens so naturally and so beautifully. It is integrated by the thought, act and word.
Now, professionally, what you are doing?
Well, I'm actually heading a commodity rice, commodity desk, international commodity desk. And Bhagavan has been, as always, kind to take me into all across the world, where I'm primarily involved in the agri-export activities of multi-origin countries. But when I go across the country, when I see the, specifically in African continents, I've always felt, when Bhagavan says love, what love really means. You know, you have a language barrier, you have a cultural barrier, you have an environmental barrier. You cross all the three and you reach out the heart of the people. So much so, in my last 18 months, I had, Bhagavan took me to a place, places like Sierra Leone, Togo, Senegal, etc., etc. But one significant part of these visits is, brother, with folded hands, I'm telling you, Bhagavan's temple is there at every place.
Okay.
I'm finding at least a place like Ghana, there is a big center of Sai available there. A place like Sierra Leone, there is an hospital in which Dr. Chand, I am recalling his name with very, very gratitude. Dr. Chand is working last 12 years with Bhagavan's big photo before him and serving people. He's an eye specialist. He's treating people over there. And that's what made me realize that, you know, the power of Bhagavan's love has reached so much.
Yes.
And if I humorously put it, being a vegetarian, that own love never had any problem for me to get my food. You know, Bhagavan makes it available through all these people.
Yes. So, you told you have been to different places all around the world. So, are you involved in any activities there, service activities, Sai organization?
Definitely. In fact, in places like Senegal where I was, there is a very skeleton setup there. But there are a couple of souls trying to put up a front there. Because, you know, all these places need certain amount of time. For example, we have heard from brother, you know, Mr. Victor Kanu and others, how much of tussle they placed when they were actually trying to, you know, float, or rather run an organization in Sai ideology. These places, like Bhagavan says, I mean, if you are a Muslim, be a good Muslim. If you are a Hindu, be a good Hindu. If you are a Christian, be a good Christian. This rule applies squarely into all these areas. And in place like, in a place, Senegal, which is on the Atlantic, which is the only democratic African country in the last 50 years, which never had any military rule. 15 months back when I was there, we went into a school. You know, I was in the port on some business related activity, responsibility. I found a school right next to the port. I went to the school, I found about 600 children studying there. It's not a very rich country. It's a little, little poor country, which can't afford much. When I went into the school, when I found the children of African origin, my heart went out to them because they didn't have a drinking water there.
Mm.
What water they get is, it comes in cans, which is a dirty cans. So quickly, again, with the kind of experience we have in Delhi, I quickly found a way to, I was praying to Bhagwan, show me a way to do anything here without any publicity.
Mm.
The next day, the principal, who happened to be a very nice Muslim gentleman, came to my, came to the place where I was residing, and he told me that you came to my school yesterday, I heard. Is there anything you can do for my water? And I felt that is Bhagwan's blessing.
Mm.
So within 2 days, we are about 7 people there. We put together a small water facility and we created a diagram for that and we got it installed.
Mm.
And in 10 days' time, it was operational. And when I was about to leave for back to India, that principal came to me and he gave me a big hug and said, you know, I cannot tell you the joy the children are enjoying.
Mm.
Please do come here pretty regularly. All that I could do is to give him Bhagwan's photo, you know, and said that, you know, in this world, everybody is under one custody of one love, and this is the love which we have.
Mm. Now, coming back to the activities happening in Delhi, you being the Sevadal coordinator of Sai organization, what are the challenges that you face?
Very nice question. You know, today, as everybody faces, you know, there's always been a talk about Bhagwan physically not being there. Mm. What does that mean?
Yes.
I want to answer this in two ways. One, in the last 4 years, specifically when Bhagwan gave up his physical body and merged in all of us, the strength of people coming to Prashanti, the first timers are more than the regular timers.
Mm.
I mean, you can use any data bank to cross-check this.
Mm.
The second thing is, the illusion that Bhagwan is there or not there. I mean, if I relate it with a common life reality, you ask anybody when sun is going to rise, when sun is going to set, he will give you a time.
Mm.
The fact of the matter is, the sun never sets, sun never rises. It is the earth which rotates.
Yes, correct.
We all know intrinsically that is a fact, but will still believe the sun is rising and setting.
Mm.
That is the illusion which you are getting it away. And today the challenge primarily is, Bhagwan has given it, probably Bhagwan foreseen this and gave us a solution. Your life, my message. By being an impactful conduct of our own character, the 9 codes of conduct Bhagwan has given us, it is the challenges which are coming in the way of people coming for service activity or not coming for service activity, you are able to do away with it slowly and steadily. I am not saying it is a very easy one-stop solution. It is a journey you go through.
Yes.
And in fact, when I was talking to a couple of my brothers from Haryana or Delhi or Himachal or Punjab, what they are saying is, today we are finding new influx of people coming into the Sai ideology.
Mm.
In fact, I read somewhere very nicely, God has taken multiple forms, so human got confused whether to pray to a Rama or a Krishna or a Allah or a Yesu.
Mm.
Because if I pray Yesu, Allah will get offended. If I pray God, Allah, Krishna may get offended.
Mm.
So to reduce this, to remove this confusion, everything has formed in one form called Sai, Sarvantaryami, see always inside. So that, along with the most importantly, the service activity catches with the new generation population, which especially in India, with the youth population being more than 50% compared to anywhere in the world, I am certain and sure it is a matter of time. These challenges need not be handled; they handle themselves by the approach which we show, by the open heart, by taking Bhagwan through our service and selfless love to each and everybody. Like I always remember that word: hold the hand. Hold the hand and give them the feel of joy.
Mm.
This is the tagline which keeps the whole service activity moving around. In meeting these kind of challenges, where we say, yeah, is Bhagwan, because Bhagwan is not there, is there any reduction in the strength? Certainly not.
Mm.
Like Bhagwan says, quality is better than quantity.
Yes.
In fact, the depth and the sincerity of the effort is so much penetrative nowadays, it gets in more and more and more people. In fact, I must tell you, during this seva, we have people who, due to many of their personal and professional considerations, could not make it, even come for a single day.
Mm.
You know, that is their love on Bhagwan.
Yes.
You know, they want to come and do whatever little they can, even for a single day.
Mm.
And I've got young kids and boys whom we cannot offer seva because of our own guidelines, who are still going and trying to do something.
Mm.
So it is to get the cat to taste the milk. So at that young age, when they get to know what services means to them,
yes,
I think that is a journey we are doing good to us. Yeah.
Now, sir, you are involved in so many service activities. Like, can you say, what is seva according to you? What are the benefits of seva that you see?
Well, you know, seva is nothing but, you know, if I put it in a typical terminology, moving from something to nothing. This is what seva is. Because in Shridhar Satcharita, it is very nicely mentioned, if every mango tree leaves bear fruit, how nice it is. Fortunately or unfortunately, it cannot. Only few leaves convert into fruits, which also converts into ripe, which also ripens over a period of time.
Yes.
I think the biggest joy of seva is, it reduces your burden. Like Bhagavan says, Bhagavad Gita was taught on a battlefield where people were killing each other.
Yes.
But at that time, the concept was unveiled, where Bhagavan says, I created Arjuna in your mind, the space to observe it. And we are all fortunate to undergo this Bhagavad Gita in Kali Yuga through the Sai love. And seva is the best form, where it changes you as a human, it makes you divine, it makes you available in the form and in the way and in the shape which you want you to be present. I mean, I've seen many people who keep on telling that I have no time, I'm not able to come and attend seva activity. Let me tell you, time is a matter of perception, time is a matter of self-illusion. You don't have to be physically present, but your mind and heart and thought can impact so many people in a very, very productive way. And my own personal learning of seva is, it really, I mean, in ancient ages, people do tabash and people did various penance to achieve salvation. In Kali Yuga, just by doing seva, most of your baggage are getting washed away on its own.
Correct.
That's the beautiful intake which I'm still a learner. I will continue to be a learner ever, but I think that is the best thing which one can get through this.
Yes, in fact, service is, as you said rightly, one of the paths to liberation. And Swami has always says that when we serve others, we are actually serving ourselves, reducing the ego in us, becoming more humble, becoming more sensitive to others' problems.
Very nice.
Okay, sir. Thank you for joining us today and for sharing us the different activities that devotees of Bhagwan in Delhi are undertaking.
Om Sai Ram. I am personally thankful to Bhagwan and all forms of Bhagwan who gave this rare opportunity. There are many, many, not only in Delhi, across the globe, who are at this point of time enjoying the grace and bliss of Bhagwan. And on this Independence Day, I pray Bhagwan that let us be independent of ego. Let us be independent of selfishness and become that selfless Sai Bhagavan's children. Om Sai Ram.
Thank you, sir. So, dear listeners, that was Mr. Venkatesh, the Sevadal coordinator of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization of NCR region, New Delhi. And he, as you heard, shared with us the different activities that Bhagavan's devotees are undertaking in Delhi. Well, the time right now in our studio is 12:15 and it's quite pleasant afternoon here at Prashant Nilayam Ashram. And this is a segment, Service Love in Action. Well, just to take the segment forward, as today is India's Independence Day, let me play for you a patriotic song. Ni 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 ni
मेरा प्यार मेरा जहां खुशियों का है ये नजारा खुशियों का है
हाल दिल करे बयां मेरा प्यार मेरा जहां
खुशियों का है नजारा
जन्नत से भी है प्यारा
तेरे आंचल में पले बढ़े भारत मां तुझको सलाम साईं मां तुझको सलाम
हाल दिल करे बयां मेरा प्यार मेरा जहां
भारत सौभाग्यम् अखण्ड प्रेमामृतम् शुभधुरकाव्यम् प्रेमे दैवमणि सेवे परमार्थमणि जगति की चाटिन साई दिव्य सन्देशम्
रमजान का तू राम है दीवाली काली रमजान का तू राम है दीवाली का अली धर्म नाम सब एक है एकता की खिलती कली
धर्म नाम सब एक है एकता की खिलती कली
फरोशी फैली हर जहन में अल्फाजों का ये कारवां बड़ा दिल वतन है
ऐ खुदा तुझसे जुदा अब कभी हो न पाए हम
सत्य धर्म की राह पर प्रेम दीप लेकर चले हम
तब सायुग कहलाइए
तब सायुग कहलाइए
तब सायुग कहलाइए
तब सायुग कहलाइए प्यार मेरा जहां
ई आनंद है लीलो प्रतिज्ञा पूनु दाम
हृदय प्रेम ज्योतिनी पंचुदाम
कुल मता वर्णातीता शांति समाजानि की रूपुलो दे तुदाम
कुल मता वर्णातीता शांति समाजानि की रूपुलो दे तुदाम
मन स्वामी कललु कन्ना
वर्ण भारतानि साधिंचुदा
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 वर्ण भारतानि
Saram, dear listeners, welcome back to today's segment, Service Love in Action, and I'm Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, the time in our studio is 12:23, and it's almost time for me to sign off. Well, before Arvind and Prem take over for today's afternoon satsang, let me read for you select excerpts from Bhagwan's discourse, which he delivered on 22nd November in the year 1998, where Bhagwan gave importance on Bharatiyas and Bharatiya culture. So this excerpt, I felt it's apt for today, as today is the Independence Day of India. So I just quote what Bhagwan has said, and I quote, "Bharatiya education makes one ideal and self-reliant. It inculcates the sense of sacrifice in man. Having called yourselves children of Bharat, you should keep in mind the welfare of Bharat Mata. Modern education enhances the intelligence, but not broad-mindedness. True education is one which instills compassion in you, patriotism coupled with sacrifice, devotion coupled with love should become a part and parcel of your life. To realize the purpose of education, serve the society, cleanse the country of all evils. True education is that which makes one a complete man. Only when one gets transformed into a complete human being, the purpose of education is fulfilled. Bharat has stocked plenty of wealth for you. What is this wealth? It is a spirit of sacrifice which can be acquired through service to society. Do not waste time. Human society is bound by action. The body is gifted in order to undertake righteous actions, not to eat, drink, and make merry. Render service to others till your last breath. The essence of 18 Puranas can be summed up in one phrase: help ever, hurt never. Set an ideal which is helpful and delightful to one and all. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Let the whole world be happy has been the motto of Bharat since ancient times. Resolve to revive and rejuvenate the pristine glory of Bharat. Propagate these noble ideas in every village, every street and every house. Observe unity in every activity of yours. Believe in the dictum, brotherhood of man, fatherhood of God. Do not consider yourselves as mere mortals. Have firm faith that you are divine. Only then you will be able to work for the emancipation of this country, and it will be restored to the status of the teacher to the rest of the world." Unquote. Well, dear listeners, those powerful words came from the Divine Chancellor of the Sri Satya Sai University during his congregation address to the graduating class of the year 1998. Well, how true they ring even today. As they say, absolute truth stands the test of time and is relevant to all times. So let's all ponder over Bhagwan's call to us to live by true Bharatiya values. So with this thought, I sign off for today and place this segment at Bhagwan's lotus feet. And in a couple of minutes from now, Arvind and Prem will join you for today's afternoon satsang. So till then, please listen to a song sung by Bhagwan's students in Bhagwan's UN presence.
Yeah. धरती जहाँ हरियाली छाई जमीन पर हर सुबह पर हरी नाम देखो
हरी हरी गोविंदा हरी हरी गोविंदा हरी हरी गोविंदा हरी हरी गोविंदा ये देखो ये धरती ओ हो हो
ये धरती ये माटी पुकारे तिरंगा भी तुमको पुकारे
ये धरती ये माटी पुकारे तिरंगा भी तुमको पुकारे बलिदान है दिल में वाले
बलिदान दो कुर्बान दो
तुमको अब वीर जवानों बढ़ चलो मंजिल के दीवानों भारत की तुम हो संसार मेरा भारत
तारे हैं
गोविंदा